Sean Patrick Lovett was with the Holy Father in the United States for the duration of his visit and shares these reflections on the Holy Father's 6 days in Washington and New York.
Disappointing. That's how most of the people I've spoken to have described this whirlwind trip of Pope Benedict XVI to America. Yes, I too was shocked. Especially as this is precisely the moment, at trip's end, when we journalists ought to be falling over ourselves as we search for superlatives to describe what, to our eyes at least, has been the most moving, most inspiring, and most surprising of visits. But there you have it. Clearly, you can't please all the people all the time. Apparently it wasn't enough that the Pope celebrated 3 public masses and met everyone it was humanly possible to meet in 5 days, from clergy to clerks, from politicians to policemen. He smiled and waved and reached out to all, from the sincerest Catholics to the simply curious. He gave 16 speeches that touched on everything from faith to freedom, from truth to terrorism, not to mention the overriding theme of the visit, Christ, our hope. Through his words and gestures, Benedict XVI said and did everything he could to rekindle, restore, and reinforce that hope in the hearts of all Americans, Catholics and non-Catholics alike. And what to say about the sexual abuse issue? Is there anyone in America who isn't talking about how he came right out and said what everyone had been waiting to hear? As one New Yorker told me after hearing about the Pope's meeting with 5 of the victims in Washington, D.C., if you didn't get choked up, you weren't alive. So why was it disappointing? After all, commentators are unanimous in declaring that Benedict XVI has left his mark on America, no longer as the successor of John Paul II, but as his own man, with his own special charm and charisma, both of which are born of his gentleness and sincerity. How else do you explain the frenzied crowds of normally jaded city slickers who waited for hours to catch a glimpse of his white-clad figure for a few breathless seconds? How else do you justify the 24-hour media coverage or the over-the-top newspaper headlines? Quote, "A heavenly day to be Catholic," "You rock, Papa," and "He's got mass appeal," to name but a few. Of course, people are disappointed. They're disappointed he's not staying longer. Disappointed he only visited 2 East Coast cities that may be big, but they hardly represent the United States of America. They're disappointed because they feel they're just getting to know him, and they want to deepen the relationship, so to speak. That's why people are already talking about the next time he comes with the Pope in New York. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.